Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Plus One.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for inviting me today. And what are we talking about today?
Well, actually, we're talking about Bible prophecy fulfilled. Now, you and I were just talking about sometimes people lack basic knowledge. Maybe you just got born again recently, or maybe you didn't have a Sunday school in your church where you went. Shelly, you had Sunday school where you were brought up. Plus, we had Bible stories. We always read Hurlbut stories of the Bible, or we read other Bible books, you know, when you kids were little, so that you would know the stories of the Bible. And you would not, when Jesus said to them, they said, now, what is the sign of your coming? He said, you watch the fig tree, that's Israel, and you watch the other trees. That's the nations of Bible prophecy. So you're not going to know what he said about them to watch unless you read the prophets. And we've been talking about Egypt and its place in the Bible. And we saw that Egypt, which is in the front page of the news, we saw that Egypt is one of the basic 70 nations. Mizraim, it's called, M-I-Z-R-A-I-M. One of the sons of Ham. And the sons of Ham are not the sons, they're not the same as the Arabs. They're Ham. They're they're
more
from
the African.
Yeah, they're Africans. The Egyptians are Africans. So now we've been studying Egypt in what's happened there, how Abraham went down into Egypt, how actually the nation of Israel was born down there, the 12 sons of Jacob, and then you know they went into there, they followed Joseph. And he made their economy prosper in famine years. And, oh, it's so exciting. If you just want to read some exciting stuff, you just start in Genesis about 37, read this whole story of Joseph through, and then how that they were born down there. And then you're going to find that there arose a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph.
Right.
And he started being so mean to the people. And then God delivers them out. But by now, they've become millions.
Yes.
They had become 2.5 million people.
In a time period of over 400 years.
Yeah, around 400 years. They've grown from the 70 souls that went in with Jacob and his 12 sons, and now they're about 2.5 million people.
Just like God said in Genesis 46:3, where he said, there, I will make thee a great nation.
And he did it.
And he did it by how many?
Well, started off with 70, and now, by the time he brings them out of there, they're 2.5 million.
So
that's quite a few. And you might want to move your mic over there.
Okay.
When you look at me there, you can be real strong and the people can hear you.
Right.
And so Shelley, Moses, Moshe. That's actually an Egyptian name. And you know the story of how they were supposed to kill him, but his sister and his mother hit him in the bulrushes, and he was raised up in Pharaoh's house. But then he's off over on the backside of the desert, and he sees a burning bush. And if you will read Exodus chapter 3,
okay,
and verse 7, and then Exodus 3:10.
All right, it says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people.
Now he's talking out of the burning bush.
Which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And then verse 10 of the same chapter says, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
And so we have the great story of him bringing them out of Egypt. Now, we're looking at Egypt in Bible prophecy, in actually what happened in Egypt, who all went down there. But then we know also that our Lord Jesus Christ, as a baby, was hidden in Egypt.
Yes, Matthew chapter 2.
That's where, Shelley?
Matthew chapter 2.
All right, let's find that in our Bibles and read us a little bit of that, because we want to get the picture here of how Egypt has actually been used of the Lord. He didn't like them running down there when he didn't tell them to go. But when he did tell them to go, Egypt then served as a kind of a place of refuge. So read about baby our Lord when he was a baby.
And it says in verse 12, it says, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another
way. Who's they?
That would have been Mary and Joseph.
No, that would have been
the
three wise men.
Oh, the three wise men, right.
Yeah.
That's right. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son.
Now that's Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. And of course, the book of Matthew very much points you to the fulfilling of Old Testament scripture.
Right.
And so in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1, it says,
And when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt.
So that references that he's called his son. We don't know how long Jesus was there. Bible scholars differ on it. Maybe 2 years until Herod died.
Okay.
And then he comes back. But we see here that Egypt had been even a refuge place for the Lord Jesus. Now, we're going to get into end time prophecy concerning Egypt. And we're going to the prophet Isaiah, which Peter tells us that the Old Testament prophets will shine a light on the darkness. You know, I mean, that was darkness in the streets of Cairo, where they were inciting by the millions against Hosni Mubarak. But we have some light thrown on that for us from Isaiah chapter 19. Isaiah chapter 19 is one of the seven burdens. The word is Massa, M-A-S-S-A, Hebrew, of Egypt. It usually is concerning a word that has a rather dire prediction in it. And so the King James has translated it burden. The burden of Egypt, chapter 19. Behold, Jehovah rides upon a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt. And the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. Now this is very interesting. Verse 2. And I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom, and the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof. Now, when you're studying prophecy, you have to remember that Old Testament prophecy can have a partial filling, but then there will come time when it has its fulfilling. And so this may have happened before, but we definitely saw that this week. We saw Egyptian against Egyptian.
Right.
And some of the prophecies that are coming down right now is that it hasn't come to its fullness yet, but there quite possibly could be a civil war in Egypt. We do see here that there will be Egyptian against Egyptian, and the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof. And I will destroy the counsel thereof, and they shall seek to the idols and to the charmers. Mm. And that word charmers, this is one of the only places that it's used. And it's mutterers.
Mutterers.
Mutterers. They mutter the same prayers over and over.
Yep.
Mutterers.
Mm-hmm.
And to them that have familiar spirits, and to the wizards.
Familiar spirits.
Yeah, familiar spirits. And so any false religion is...
A familiar spirit?
Ob de devil.
Ob de devil.
Ob de devil. Once your son Cody was
Well, he's now 27.
Hey, 27. Tell what he did.
When he was 4 years old, we went to
Disneyland.
Disneyland. I wasn't going to say it, but Mom, you just came out and said it. And so it was a little kiddie ride, and he got on, and we thought he would enjoy it. Of course, we were too big as parents to get buckled in, but... And when he got off, I was just so excited. Son, how did you like that ride? And his little four-year-old voice, he said, "Dat ride was ob da debil." And I thought, if a four-year-old has that much discernment to know right from wrong, light from darkness, how much more should we know?
Right, and it had little grotesque beings along
the
way.
Little ghosts that would try to, you know, through their technology.
Ob de devil.
Ob de devil.
So whenever you have a false religion, you can just know that if it's not of God, it's ob de devil. Verse 4, and the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king shall rule over them, saith Jehovah, Jehovah of hosts, the Lord God of armies. You know, some people said that Nasser, Gamal Abdel Nasser, was the fierce lord. He was in the 50s and 60s. He was the one who wanted to build a pan-Arab all the Arab states together. And he may have been at least one of the cruel lords. There may be others that will come. Verse 5 and 6 talks about the rivers, they'll turn. And I have heard prophecy teachers talk about this being the Aswan Dam. And it describes that this turning of the river is not a good thing. And so I went online to study about the Aswan Dam, and I found that there are some people who say it's very good pros, but one article I read was the pros and cons of the Aswan Dam. And some people even think it should be torn down, but it would cost too much money. So this is evidently talking about something of turning the rivers. And then I want to skip because we're running out of time. Where does it go? In verse 16, in that day shall Egypt be like unto women, and it shall be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of Jehovah of hosts, which he shakes over it. Anytime it talks in the Bible, and there's more places than this, you can look it up in your concordance, shaking his hand over a place. When he shakes his hand over a place, or he shakes a place, it's divine judgment. So it does say here that he is going to judge Egypt. And the land of Judah shall be a terror unto Egypt. That's the Jews, and particularly the southern part of Israel. Everyone that maketh mention thereof shall be afraid in himself because of the counsel of Jehovah of hosts, which he hath determined against it. So somehow Judah and Israel is going to come against Egypt. In that day shall five cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of Canaan, which is Hebrew, and swear to Jehovah of hosts, one shall be called the city of destruction. In that day there shall be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt. So we're going to a millennial day. In the great millennial, it says that five cities of the land of Egypt are going to speak Hebrew. There's going to be an altar to the Lord in the middle of the land of Egypt. There's going to be a pillar. That's a big, like a big road sign, a big pillar, cement pillar, whatever, at the border to Jehovah. And it shall be for a sign and a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. Because he shall send them a Savior and a great one, and he shall deliver them. And Jehovah shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day, and shall do sacrifice and oblation. In Zechariah 14, you're going to see that during the millennial age, Egypt is still around. We're going to start with this tomorrow. So you'll want to be with us. If you want to get all these things on one CD, you can call us at 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, and ask for the CD on Egypt. And it's what I shared with the prayers right in the midst. Out here at Prayer Mountain, I shared with the prayers what to pray about and what was going on with the Muslim Brotherhood and other things. And you can get that for just $2. And so 1-800-972-3447. You can go online at billybrim.org, and these radio programs are archived. This is Billy Brim and Shelley saying,
Shalom, shalom.
For how long?
For how?
Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow, of course.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.